Yishami Trumos Daf Zayin. The Gemara continues, quoting the Mishnah, that talks about that a cheresh means somebody who is not a full cheresh, who can speak but can't hear, can't separate truma. And lamaisa, that's a chatchila, but b'diavad, if he did it, it's going to be good. B'diavad, if he did it, it's going to be good. So one wants to know, who is the Tana of this Mishnah? Amidetzucha. According to who is this we need this halacha for? This pasuk, according to what sheet do we have to pasken like this in the Mishnah? Rav Yossi, according to Rav Yossi. What does it mean according to Rav Yossi? Which Rav Yossi? What are we referring to? Sak to Gemara. Hayidayin, Rav Yossi, which statement of Rav Yossi are we referring to that this Mishnah is needed to Rav Yossi's halacha? We learned in the Mishnah. What time we learned in the Mishnah? Mesechus Brachos. The Mishnah says, Korei Shema Apollo Yishmiel is no yatsa. Person who goes ahead daf chav gimel in beis in brachas. Person who goes ahead and says shema and can't hear lo yishmiel lozno, says it quietly, doesn't say it his ear, can't hear what he's saying. Halachas yotze still yotze. If yotze malo yotze, he's not yotze. You have to be able to hear shema yisrael. Means shema means you have to hear it. That's the way Yossi learns. Tanakama says no, shema does not mean it's lav dafka shema. Even if you don't hear it, you just say it. It's good enough. You don't actually have to actually hear it. That you don't have to. So that's Rav Yossi Shita in Maseches Brachos. And we're going to tie now together, explain what this is over here, what the connection to these two sugyas are. So as the Gemara, the Rav Yossi says, that Allah is that Kriya Shema, if you don't hear it, it's not good. By studies, the same thing is that the same Allah would apply, that even though that's the Kiddush of Mishnah is the Rav Yossi Shita, according to the Chachamim, you don't have to hear anything. So even if you could say, take Truma, and you can't hear the bracha, it doesn't make a difference. You don't have to hear Shema either. But according to Yossi, he learns by Shema Yisrael means you have to hear it. And Mela, they'll say, you think over here also, it shouldn't be good. Kamash Malan, no. That'd be the Evid. If you went ahead and you said, say you separated Truma, you made the bracha of Mafish Truma, Halacha is still considered, and you couldn't hear it because a person's deaf, the Halacha is still considered good. It's still considered good, even according to Rav Yossi. So even according to Rav Yossi, it's going to be the way the Morale Fulda learns the Gemara's memory here to explain how looks Rav Yossi. That the evidence is going to be good over here. So the Gemara, we'll see how it applies to other halakas when you can't hear. Other mitzvahs, when we talk about that, what's the halakha when you have to hear? The same halakas applies by other cases as well. We learned to the Tanama, we learned to the Mishnah. We learned to the Mishnah Masechet Megillah. Mr. Mazak Megillah is Megillah. Everyone's read Kasha, read the Megillah, because Bechash Rabbi Kot can't read the Megillah. I'm Rav Masna. Rav Yossi, that's according to Rav Yossi, who says that Halacha by Shema, that Lo Yotze, because you have to hear it. So just like by Shema, he holds that person has to be able to hear it, if not, you're not Yotze. So to Halacha by Megillah, you have to hear it. And if you don't hear it, a person who's reading can't hear it, then he, by definition, is a Cheresh, who can't hear himself reading the Megillah. Halacha is just also no good. Rav Yossi hold Eilei Yotze. It's contra Rav Yossi. So we see that the Kari contra Rav Yossi, the same halacha would apply by the case of Megillah. Sakta Gemara, Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said, not the Tana Rav Yossi we just quoted, but rather Namira named Rav Yossi. This is, Pnei Moshe says that this is not referring to Rav Yossi the Mishnah, but referring to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi Amira the Hashas. Pamakaras or Rav Yosef. Sometimes we say Rav Yosef. This is the Rav Yosef that we refer to in Shas. Master Rav Yosef says, the Mapo's, what's the locha? After we said, what's the Mishnah? I'll give Yosef Rabbanon. Whether you have to be able to hear it or not, whether Yosef or not Yosef about Shema. That's the Gabi Shema because it says, Shema. It says here. So Rav Yosef learns Shema means Pshuta Kama Shemo. You have to be able to hear it. Hashem Mitzvah, the other mitzvah, which doesn't say Shema, even though the mitzvah are Torah, and Chama Yossi would agree that there's no, you don't have to hear it. He went out, that's not a psul. So if he said a bracha in Shemoneh Esrei, he said a bracha in the Megillah, each way does no Shema, lafuke, that you can't hear it. But those things are going to be good. It will be other Shabbat mitzvahs, even Rav Yossi's mode that it's going to be good. Zakta Gemara, Rav Yossi. That the word Rav Masna says, Rav Yossi, that we said the Melchon case by the Mishnah by Megillah. That the Mishnah says in Megillah, you're not Yotze, that's Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi would say what? Rav Yossi would say, since a person cannot hear his own Megillah, it's no good. Adi Armit, Shema, Shel Mitzvah Torah. If I says we see that Shema applies to all Mitzvah Torah as well. So you see that look by all Mitzvah Torah, although we have to say it, it's not Yotze. So you see that the by Megillah, it doesn't say Shema by Megillah, yet Rav Yossi, we just finished saying, Rav Masna says, as according to Rav Yossi, he would hold that by other mitzvah, by Megillah, you're not Yotze because you don't hear it. So Memela, vice versa, is the fact that the halacha is good. Must by all cases, not only Shema. By every case, it should be the same halacha. If you don't hear it, it's no good. If you don't hear it, it should be no good. The chayrid, that's the Gemara saying. There's a riot all over there. But the evidence is not going to be good. So the Gemara says, Ma tamar, so what's the tamar of Yosi that says it's no good? That you have to have it's my zantel mitzvosa. Torah says you shall hear my mitzvahs. Shema los nechem hashibicha medaber. If Yosi understands the drasha to mean, what's pshat hazantel mitzvosech? Listen, your ear shall hear what your mouth says. Whatever your mouth, whatever bracha, whatever mitzvah your mouth is doing, separating truma, making a bracha, bechas amazon, etc., has to be, you have to be able to hear it. That's the tamar of Yosi. Now, if that's the tamar of Yosi, how does it work? By Megillah. We said by Megillah, if Yosi the shito holds that it's not Yotze, what's the pshat? So the Gemara says, Amar Chista, less kan cheresh. When you read the halacha of the Mishnah, a deaf person is not included in the Mishnah. That's not one. When we said it, those apostles, the Mishnah says, a shayt kan cheresh or the katan, mistaken. It's only refers to a shayt and a katan. A cheresh is not included. They're not included that exclusion. Shagar is lashon imasnisa. Because the halacha, the flow of the speech, the Mishnah is bad. They quoted that as well. In other words, really, normally, throughout Mishnayos, many halakha, we find Keresh of the Katan the same halakha. So really, the Gabi Megillah, the Talmud made a mistake when he said the halakha by Megillah really only applies to a Shaita and a Katan, but to kids belong together, Ashagras Lashon was a mistake. He flow his speeches that he flew, included as well, Keresh as well, it should be Potter, even though Be'etzem, Cheresh itself is not going to be Potter. So Mela comes out that by Megillah, there's no Machlekes by Megillah. We're not talking about a Cheresh. Yossi and Chachamim both agree that you don't hear your words by Megillah, the halacha would be okay. And it's like, and our master's wrong. It's not a dinner up. And says the Mafulda to explain this. Ashikas Lashon. I hear the Lashon. It's a normal Lashon. Cheresh, Dibra, Chachamim, Chachamim. We always say it includes as well. But ain't no Chanami. Lo Gyosin and Kalach Cheresh. Everyone agrees that it's okay. Even B'diavet, Chatchila, Cheresh can read the Megillah and it's not a problem. Bein Rosh, Bein Rabbanon. And Rav Masnu learned that applies to Rav Yaisi. He's got his Cheresh is wrong. We disagree with him. Zakta Gemara, that's where Chizda changes the Girsa, Mamelo, he argues with Rav Masna. Zakta Mav Yosi, Amari Rav Yosi said, Mestab Rav Yoti, Rav Chizda, but Trumos. The Chari Mestab would say, Rav Chizda would say, the Gabi Yamishna by Trumos here, Mesechus Trumos, that wouldn't be Rav Yosi, this is Rav Yosi Shita. In other words, maybe in Elchanami, by Megillah, you take out Cheresh, that's the Chiddush of Chizda, maybe there's no Machlokas by Megillah, everyone agree that it's okay with the Evid. But by here, just like by Shema, we argue, we all see the Tanakama, the Chumim argue, so too over here, would be the same halakha applies here as well. The same halakha by Shema, that if you meet a Cheresh, the Tanakama would say, can take, is able to take Truma, even if he can't hear it, he's a Cheresh, but Rav Yosi, hold no, it was the same by Shema, just like by Shema, you can't do it. But it's over here, same thing over here as well, that you can't take it. It would be, I would argue with the same halacha, that that he would tell me, over Echanami, that he would say, by here, would agree that the halacha would be, that a cheresh would be puzzled and not be able to take truma. So the chayra, that would be the way we explain it, even the contra of Chizda, who changes the gear, so by Megillah, would agree over here that's a Machlokes Tanoia. Amar Rav Yosi Bar Bun, I'll bring you a Raya, Lachari, this is correct. Al Kochet Ma Rav Yosi, I'll bring you a Raya. You have to say to Mishnah Rav Yosi's opinion. And you can't argue with that. Why? The Mishnah begins, talks about the Halakha. Mishnah tells the Halakha of five people that are apostle, that it cannot go Mafish Truma. There are five people, lists five people that are set, that can't do it. So Mishnah says, of the five people, lost Tanuk Dimayan, and it does not include a cheresh with them. So the question: why isn't he included? Why isn't one of the people on the list to be included? It would be cheresh. Even should be able to trumasa. Can't say aloka would be a truma is not a trumasa. Elmai, you'll tell me that maybe trumasa is trumasa. Yeah, hutaka would be considered good. Vatanan kamishta karisi. Then why later in the Mishnah when it tells you five other people that can't separate truma that it would be considered b'diavad good if they did it b'diavad? Chilu no b'diavad. Yeah, lotin al shemon. Yeah, we also don't say a cheresh amongst them. It doesn't say that at all. Ellen talks about a case of a cheresh who can still speak. So that's a separate halakha in the Mishnah. So why does the Mishnah tell us in such a way? Now why does it include it in the cases where it should be considered but the other good? Harisofach meimad Rav Yosi must say that's really Rav Yosi who says that in a chanami that the halakha would apply that they kept the halakha of Yosi in the Mishnah who says that a deaf person is able, who speaks, can separate truma. But the people who have a cheresh who can't hear, who can't speak, ain't no shemei, ain't no medaber, of Yossi would take a hold, even with the evidence, it's not going to be good. So the cheresh, from the signal of the Mishnah lists the five and includes a case as well. It has to be mestaber, says the Marfula, to explain that it would include, it must be that we include, Rav Chisda, Rav Yossi would include cheresh, she'ein medaber, ain't no shemei, in the cases of those who ain't truma, so truma, even with the evidence, and that fits into the shita of Yossi. So Rav Chisda would ain't a chanami, though he changes by Megillah, he says there's no machlokas, because we all see it, agree that Cheresh can read the Megillah, because you don't have to hear it over there, but over here in Akanami, he would have just like the case. By Shema, they argue, he would agree, Mukhrech, that they also argue in the Mishnah by Truma, that a Cheresh, a contra of Yossi, would be possible to take Truma. Now the Gemara says, Alaka, we say, what's the case of Alaka the Mishnah? Tumar Cheresh means a Cheresh, in a Matavein Shemeya. Tamay Lun the Mishnah, we look to the Mishnah, Legabi the Mitzvah Ria, of going to the base of Mikdash 3 times a year. So we have Alaka in the Mishnah. It's a law of the Mishnah Mesekos Kagiga, the first Mishnah Mesekos Kagiga. That's a kol chaviyavi, everyone's a kumuk of inri, everyone has to go up 3 times a year. Chutz v'cherushot, except a cherushot of a kata. So we see a cherushot that's excluded. Now what kind of cherush are we talking about over there? So Gemara says, l'chayra, we see, must be included, the cherush, we're talking about a cherush, has to be a cherush, she'en mayav, enum adabacher, tomorrow both, it speaks, enum shemem, both of them, it could be, you can't do both, the cherush, that would be the case that we're referring to. We're not talking about dafka, even a cherush and a cherush, who could speak, any cherush, l'nam achal, between a cherush who's medaber, enum adabacher. Where do we see it from the Tepater, from Aria, if I'm going all the regal, chavim shem re'lozer, man yishvu yam liyumdu, you should hear, you'd be able to learn. Here we go, gather together, those people who can hear and those people who can learn. So Mamela, there's a mitzvah of Hakel to go up to the mitzvah, listen to the halakas of Torah, right? And therefore you have to go out to hear. They can't hear. They're excluded. They can't, they're not Laman Yishmu. Give it should be no good. So to fake the Ma'akom and Dabin Shemeh, that's about, you know, someone who speaks and doesn't hear. Shemeh Radabar, what about a person who can hear but doesn't speak? What about that? Maybe there he can hear. So maybe he's not excluded. Maybe it would be Mechuyev to go up in Hakel. Maybe it would be Mechuyev to go Ariya. That's not what cherish, it wouldn't be a cherish that applies in such a case. So my son, Yilam B'Shem Elazar, L'man Yilmadu, L'man Yilamdu. Yilmadu doesn't mean just to learn, but it means that it should be able to teach. Limnu Lamed. And therefore, we got Vigarsin Lamed, that means he has to be able to speak. You can't teach. If your person can't is mute and can't speak, you can't teach. So therefore, it has to be you're excluded away from the party. So therefore, we see when the Mishnah Chagiga says that a called Muchiyavim Beria, except Kheshavakatan, it means a cheresh, bein cheresh enu shomea, fil medaber, because he can't hear, and he felt in man yishmu, or he can hear, but he can't speak, because it felt in man yilmudu, because it means a lamdu. So, or of course, if he can't speak and hear together, he's a deaf mute, and a chanami is excluded from the parsha, and he's no mitzvahs ala regel for a cheresh. That's how Lokma says. So therefore we see Yipata Maria. So therefore the Maria, so we're talking about a person, all types of cherushes. We see by every case. So what about over here as well? By other cases, do we also include a cherush as well? Does it include other cases as well that we included? Do we make a Xerish Shavu to all the other cases as well? That every time it means all types well, you don't have Laman Yimdu Limamdu, but maybe we learn off all the other cases that they're included. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yoina, let's see how Amar let that call Rav Yoina. This is Alakha Rebbe's general rule that we said in the Mishnah. Are not general rules. They're not a rule for all over. It's not a klala. It's not a rule for all over. That the Rebbe includes the Mishnah. Whatever the Chacham say, cherish means both. It's not a klala all over. It doesn't apply all over. What do we mean? How do we know it doesn't apply all over? So now we look to the Mishnah. A cherish medave in a shemeya lo yitrum. A cherish that can speak, it can't hear, can't take truma." But if he did take truma, it should be much. It should be good. No, normally when it says Mishnah is a cherish, it means you can't speak or can't hear. That's the Meimar. The other case, even with the evidence, is no good. However, the cherish could say, Shomei v'enu medaber cherish, medaber v'enu shomei cherish. A person who can hear and can't speak is a cherish. And a person who speaks and can't hear is also considered a cherish. Both of them apply the same to the cherish and part of Maria. So if the cherish, Mishnah is speaking about a case, a general cherish is dafka over here, a cherish is not, but applies to all cases, but it doesn't apply necessarily applies to all of Shas. Maybe in other cases we don't find. It's not a cherish doesn't include all the cases itself. So therefore, the cherish, Yonah is saying that we have no right that it applies to all cases of cherish and medaber or cherish and medaber should be excluded by all the other mitzvahs as well. So the Gemara is not being a right, the cherish, you're right. But to look at the Mishnah, Mesekas Yivamos, cherish, a chalatz, if a person is a cherish, a deaf person, he did chalitza, so halakha is, Or the chalitza was done to a woman who's deaf. Chalitza l'katan or a katan. This is a psula. The chalitza is psula. It's puzzle. It's no good. Which means no good. Which means that she's still asked to marry somebody else. She still has a chiv yibum. She can't marry. She can't marry anybody else. She's still tied to the brother. That's only the case where she can't say the words in the pasuk. Can't say she shall say. He shall say. She shall say. Since the halacha is the melech can't speak, so melech cheresh means a person can't speak. Even though you can hear, you can't speak. The chasaron by chalitza, the reason why it's pasuk, not because you can't hear. There's nothing to hear. You have to be able to say the words. Amma ve'amra. And therefore, you can't do it as possible. The standard cheresh that the Torah speaks about all over is a cheresh that can't speak or can't hear. That's the case. But a case with a cheresh that can speak, that can't hear, but can speak, is not included in that Mishnah. He's able to do chalitza. Had the Messiah of Yom must be a rai of Yoni Amma. Had the Amra, the last, the Gabi didn't realize, Goloy the Rabbi. It doesn't apply to all the general rules we apply all over, are not absolute rules. In other words, Sigmar says, the Araya in Echanami, that the case in Mishnah, we talk about Yonah's Halakha, that we can't apply a Cheresh, that it means all aspects of Cheresh, it applies all the cases of Einu Medaba, Einu Shemeya, Shemeya of Einu Medaba, or Medaba Einu Shemeya, that applies all over, that you can't make the applicable over right from here, because you see the case of Chalitza Mefurish in the Mishnah, that what's excluded, a cheresh or a chereshes, that can't say the psukim. Can't say the psukim that has to be said. That's what it's puzzle. Not a question, not a concern in hearing. And merely an ekonomy, in such a case, it would be that type of cheresh can do it. Wouldn't work. So you see, it's not included all over, and therefore, it doesn't really steer to our Mishnah, and therefore, look, it would apply, not the case of what we're saying, the klola, that doesn't hold the klola of Rebbe, doesn't have said in the Mishnah, not absolute rules, and it varies per case, and each case is different. Riyah is one halakha, the halakha of Alariyah is one din, and the din of Chalitza is a separate din as well.